Hi, it's Tim Dre, president of the Illinois AFL-CIO. Thank you for listening to The Worker's Mic, supported by the Illinois AFL-CIO, fighting every day for working families. Visit ilafl-cio.org today. Enjoy the show, and remember, it's better in a union.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN, powered by the National Coalition of Labor. I'm Ken Edwards with the NCL. Sitting to my left today, because we're in a different studio, Ed Maher with the NCL. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you. And no Phil today.
Phil's not here.
Thank God.
You know what? I'm waiting for it to just be us, Ken.
I finally get a word in edgewise. And actually, because Phil's not here, we can actually take some calls. So
absolutely.
Today, we're going to take calls. So if you want to call in, what's the number?
The number is 312-981-7200.
That's 7200.
7200.
You would think WGN would have a
720.
Oh,
get it? God. They do. Oh. They do. What you were going to say, they already thought of it.
They have that already. So if you want to call in, you know, obviously it's the Worker's Mic, so try and keep it work-related. But tell us what you think about, like, what's going on in the world, right?
Yeah.
The stock market, what about canceling, you know, a million members, collective bargaining rights for the feds, which we're going to talk about.
Are you worried about something, you know, this trickling down and affecting you in some way? Or is it affecting you?
Give us a call. Yeah, or has it already affected you? So, but let's start with something a little lighthearted.
Okay.
And that is our wonderful producer, Ashley.
Yeah.
Started sending texts around last night before the Duke game.
Oh, she thought they were going to win.
She was sitting number one. She's like, what does this mean? Am I going to win the whole pool? Like, and
the answer is no.
The answer actually today is no, you're not. As a matter of fact, you're mathematically excluded. So sorry, Ashley. And she offered to buy drinks at
Cafe Bionda,
which is where
next Friday we are going to be there doing a live recording,
super fun,
which is at 1924 South State Street. We're going to be there from 1 to 4 on Friday. We're going to be giving away all kinds of things, including, you know, signed pictures of Kevin McDonough from the sales department, so you're not going to want to miss it.
Dream date with Ashley.
Dream date with Ashley is still on the table.
Yeah, used to be good at picking sports.
Former leader of the WGN March Madness bracket.
So, yeah, you should come down to that. It's really, really fun.
We always have a ball.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. And so, so yesterday, in news, not only in Chicago, but around the country, there were massive, massive protests. And I mean massive.
Yeah, like, they really
like,
were.
I was shocked. So you and I went to the one here in Chicago.
Right.
Right at Daly Center.
Mm-hmm.
But there were also a ton around Chicagoland, right? In suburbs. And,
yeah, out, you know, in Geneva, like, there was a big one. But I mean, all over the country.
Yeah. Well, I think there were 1,300, I read, protests in all 50 states.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ones in New York and D.C. Were like 100,000+ people were showing up to these things.
Well, the march to the thing in New York was 20 blocks long of people, solid 20 blocks of people. That's miles.
I think it's like an actual mile is 20 New York City blocks.
I guess those New York City blocks, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, but so the one in Chicago, you know, you and I went, right, and
hats off to Bob Ryder from the Chicago Federation of Labor. He helped put all that together.
And he emceed it.
He did.
And, you know, I couldn't hear a word he was saying because we were all the way in the back.
Yeah.
But I know he did a really, really good job.
Well, Bob, when he used to speak at union meetings, I used to call his cell phone just to make him nervous.
Which is always funny.
Yeah, and I've never stopped. So once I heard his voice, even though I couldn't understand what he was saying, I immediately started calling his cell phone.
And then he called you after. He was like, hey, what do you want?
He certainly did. He called me right after. But great job, Bob.
So, all right. We're going to take our first caller here. Tom. All right. Tom, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Tom, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Really, really good. What's on your mind, Tom?
Not much. I'm just calling in, Ken. I was your 15-year steward. You know where I'm from. Over at Lake County.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Holy moly. Yeah. Wow. Have you retired?
I'm just calling in. Huh?
Have you retired?
No, not yet.
When are you going to finally retire? Tom?
I don't know. You and me both talked around the age of 60. I don't know. We'll see.
So Tom's a member of the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150.
Correct.
So what do you do, correct, Tom? Tell the listeners.
So I'm a maintenance foreman at the Lake County Division of Transportation.
How much you make an hour?
Careful, his wife's listening.
April 1st, went up to 53-something.
Wow.
You hear that? You hear that, everybody? $53 an hour, and you work year-round, full-time?
Yeah.
With benefits?
With benefits, yeah.
Pension, health insurance, right? Days
absolutely
off, comp time, the whole works.
You got it.
That's why he sounds so happy.
That's why he's up on a Sunday morning.
Right.
Yeah, because winter's over.
Winter's over, yeah. Wasn't much of a winter. We used to call it, for these guys up there, we called it snovertime.
Yeah.
Right? Because they, you know, he's making 50-plus an hour. You know, on holidays and Sundays, they're making 150 an hour.
Love it when it snows on Sunday.
Yeah. So, hey, Tom.
Appreciate
your support, brother.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. I want to appreciate everything you guys do and all the benefits we receive through that. And I'm using the Premise Health now, and my health couldn't be better since I started going there. So,
knock on wood, brother.
Yep.
Good for you.
So appreciate everything you guys do for all the memberships.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thanks for calling.
You bet. You guys take care.
All right. That was Tom. How do you like that?
Yeah.
I love it. Good dude, man.
How about plugging the sponsor, Premise, there? Nicely done,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, way to go. You would think that was like a paid call.
No, not at all. Just our loyal fans.
I think Premise paid them.
Well, maybe. I don't know anything about that.
So anyway, yesterday, and we'll get to this, I think, in the next segment, but I got to tell you that, back to the rallies for a second.
Yeah.
You know, Democrats might not be good at everything, but they certainly make some funny signs.
I was going to say the same thing. I mean, they were fantastic. I took photos of a lot of the signs.
Really clever. I was like, why am I not that clever? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, what's a clever sign?
Well,
and you get there, and you just feel shamed.
I know.
It's like 100,000 comedians are there.
I'm telling you.
Funny signs.
I'm trying to think of if there's another one. I've just got to plan ahead for the sign. So, if listeners, if you have any ideas what we should write on our signs, call and tell us.
I got to be blunt with you, Ed. I'm going to take the signs that I saw at this particular rally, and I'm just going to use them.
Yeah, you
know
why
what
not?
I mean? Who's going to know?
Flattery, or what is it? Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
Something like that. Anyway, it was really cool. The people are starting to rise up. Obviously, they're you know, I think as you said, Ed, when it starts to affect your pocketbook,
your retirement savings.
Your collective bargaining rights, Social Security, Medicare, because the whole thing yesterday was hands off, right? The name of all of these rallies were hands off, and like as Bob Ryder said, hands off your Social Security, hands off Medicare, right? Hands off collective bargaining rights, hands off this, and this, and it makes sense. There's a plethora of things that they, you know, people are angry about that the government has their hands on.
Yeah,
and you know, maybe it's time for hands off, and when people start literally taking to the streets, and yesterday was the first time, and we're only what, 4 months into the administration,
yeah,
and there's a million plus, I don't know the numbers, right, but I gotta figure between all the cities and all the rallies and 1,300 of them, there must have been millions of people on the
billions
streets.
And billions and billions.
Billions and 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 billions.
Yeah, look at that. That's a lot, folks.
That's a lot of billions. Billions of people. So listen, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back right here on the Workers' Mic, 720 WGN. Welcome back, everyone, to the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. Listen, because Phil's not here, we got time for calls.
Yeah.
So 312-981-7200. Again, 312-981-7200. If you want to call in, tell us what you got to say. We'll take your call. I want to talk to you something, tell people about what's interesting and I think telling strike that's going on in Indiana right now.
Okay.
And it's within, you know, it's kind of within earshot of our listenership, and it's kind of near and dear to us, and that is, it's the operating engineers, but it's local 103.
Okay.
So they're south of 150's jurisdiction Indianapolis, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, they go like Fort Wayne down to Indianapolis.
I think that's right. And so they are striking right now an equipment rental shop. And what does that mean, equipment rental shop? If you ever go on job sites and you see, or you see driving down the highways, you know, United Rentals, Hertz, Sunbelt, all those pieces of equipment are actually being rented by a contractor to come out on a job site. So a contractor might not want to buy 200,000 pieces of equipment, and you can rent them.
Right.
Here in Chicagoland, years ago, Local 150 had what was called Operation Wrench, which sounds cool, right?
It's a fun name.
Yeah.
You need a good name. That's the first step.
Yeah. First, you got to come up with a name for the organizer.
Right? Yeah.
So Operation Wrench, right? Because these guys turn wrenches, they fix the machinery, they drove it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's tangential to construction, right? So if you're a building trades union, you not only want to organize your trade, but to the extent possible, you want to organize everything around your trade, right?
Yeah.
So if you have a problem, you know, you can shut down supply, equipment, things like that, right? Gives you more leverage.
If a company is going to come in from another state and try to undercut local companies and local workers,
that's right,
they're probably not dragging in 200 pieces of equipment. You need things.
Yeah, you deserve.
And if you can't get them,
then, you don't do well.
Yeah.
Right?
It's hard.
Yeah. So it's strategic thinking. It's smart. So Local 103 has decided to go after their equipment rental shops in their areas that are not unionized. And so they started with United Rentals, and there's a they unfortunately had to go on strike.
Right.
And I'm going to bring this full circle in a little bit when we talk about what's going on with the National Labor Relations Board. But Craig Tyler, he's a business agent down there. He called me, and Steve Scott, he's the president business manager of Local 103.
Mm-hmm.
Super just smart, aggressive people. They realize that this is the way to go. But the reason I'm bringing this up is they're on strike, an unfair labor practice strike against United Rentals, and all the guys walked out, right? But not only are they picketing one or two locations in their area, they're also picketing United Rental locations in Local 150's jurisdiction.
Right. So then Local 150 members show up to work.
And
they
happens?
See the signs.
And what happens?
And it sounds like they're saying, I'm not crossing a picket line.
That's exactly right. So you want to talk
that's
about
solidarity.
Solidarity. Yeah, correct. And, you know, look, we bandy the word solidarity around all the time in the union movement. Solidarity with blank, right? Let's talk about now the federal workers, right? Well, you know, we'll get to that too. But solidarity with them, solidarity. You want to talk about real solidarity? That is, I'm a union member. I'm not even in your local. Your local striking my employer.
Yeah,
I'm not going to work. And
yeah,
and if I'm not going to work, I'm not getting paid.
You're missing a paycheck so that somebody else can get their stuff taken care of. I mean, that is truly solidarity.
I think it's awesome. So, you know, kudos to those guys. And I'll tell you this, for those of you in Indiana that are listening and might, you know, perhaps work for a different equipment rental shops, because there's a bunch of different ones, right? You want these guys at United Rentals to succeed in this organizing effort and this strike.
Right.
Why?
Because a rising tide lifts all boats.
All day, every day. All day, every day. So you want to support this, right? If your company's not union, guess what? It's going to be. And, you know, you want these guys at United Rentals to do really well because they're going to set the floor, right? So, hey, we got to take another call. What'd you say? Carrie? Hello, Carrie. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you guys?
Am I getting it right? Carrie or Carrie?
Carrie, like Cary Grant.
Oh,
handsome devil.
Yeah, listen to you, Cary Grant.
No, the funny part is I say that to young people, and they're like, Cary who? And they don't understand when I say that.
They're missing out.
So I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm not in a union, but I really love your guys' show. I find it fascinating, so I listen every week.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And the other thing is, my father-in-law was a lifelong plumber.
Uh-huh.
He passed away 2 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
He had a good life.
Good.
He passed away 2 years ago, and in the process of him passing and us dealing with his, situation, cleaning things up, the only non-confused, helpful people was his union.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, everything was a nightmare, but his plumbers union.
Yeah.
I don't know which local it was. I can't remember. But he was on the North. He worked up on the North Shore forever. He owned a shop for a long time for his dad.
Yeah.
And a union shop, obviously. And then he went to work for another company. But they were the only ones that were helpful. I mean, everything.
Had he already retired when he passed away?
Yes. He's retired for quite a while. 18 years. He was 82.
Wow. Yeah,
he'd been retired for 15, 18 years, something like that.
So he had a good run.
He had a great run, yeah. And he started when he was a kid as an apprentice, obviously. But they handled everything. I mean, the death benefit came immediately. Benefits we didn't know we were going to get.
Yeah.
Immediately came. His burial immediately came. They contacted you know,
the funeral home and you guys and took care of all that.
Yeah. Right. And they contacted Social Security and said, you know, blah, blah, blah. They did everything. So anybody, like I said, in the process, they were the only organized, compassionate people that we dealt with in the whole process.
It's nice to hear that. It's nice to hear
anybody
that.
Anybody who thinks they don't like unions, you're wrong.
Well, can't put it any more plainly than that. But
from a good-looking dude named Carrie.
That's exactly right.
I like it. Hey,
what was your dad's name?
Bill Lucky. William Lucky.
William Lucky. All right. William Lucky. I love it. Yeah, Bill Lucky.
Everybody remembers. Yeah, they owned a shop. It's been long gone, but him and his dad owned a shop in Wilmette.
That's awesome.
William Lucky and Sons.
I love it.
And then he went to Cahill up in Evanston.
Lucky to have a son like you, my friend. So thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, we got Otis next. Otis, are you on? How are you, Otis?
Pretty good. How are you, Ken?
Really, really good. Right. What's going on with you?
I also work for the County Division of Transportation.
No way.
It's a twofer. I met you out at Northbrook Grand Opening.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
My wife and I were there.
Uh-huh.
And my question was, you know, what's going on here with the Doge situation? Is it safe for myself, Tom, and a couple other guys who are close to retirement here to ride this wave for four more years, or should we just go ahead and throw it in?
Oh, you think like you're thinking about packing it in because of what's going on in the country?
Correct.
I got to tell you something. You know, you got to sit down with a financial planner and see what your pensions look like, what you got in the bank, blah blah blah. You know, all that kind of stuff. You know, to the extent possible, you know, I know people have the tendency or urge. By the way, myself included, to go, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
You know, I just got to pack it in. You know, I'm really tired of constantly having to fight. But, you know, look, you're in a strong, strong union, and I know who you are, and you're a good union brother. I don't know. I mean, if you could stick around for a couple of years, because I do think that the tides are going to turn in 26, you know, I'd say stick around and fight the good fight.
Yeah, and you're in a state, I mean, the president can alter federal employees. You're an employer or an employee that's subject to a state labor law here in Illinois, where we have a great law, we have a great state for workers.
Yeah.
So at least we have that.
I think that's right. Why? How old are you, Otis?
All right, now I'm 57.
Oh man, you're young.
Yeah, right. You're just hitting your prime.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't you love working?
No. We're done with winners.
I understand. Yeah, I get it. We certainly get it. Otis, thank you so much for calling, brother. We appreciate
it. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. That was Otis, also from Lake County.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
It's a good question, though. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, people got to kind of figure out themselves, like, I don't know, what do I do? Because, look, and we're going to talk about this in a second, right? When the stock market's tanking, and let's say you don't have a pension,
right,
and you're relying on the 401k,
it's got to last,
and Social Security, right, which you can take at 62, 65, 67, so whatever it is, yeah, that money has to last.
Yeah,
you know, I'm watching my mom. You know, she's calling me. She's like, "Did you see the stock market today?" Like, yes, I did. Like, yeah. It only lost $4 trillion today. The day before, it lost $6 trillion. But don't worry, because Donald Trump actually made the second round of his like golf course playoff.
He did that. Yeah. That was the announcement. The Dow lost like 2,100 points, and there's an announcement that he won his second round matchup, and he's headed to the final of the Senior Club Championship in Florida, which I'll say is today. That match is going to be played today. Do we wish him luck, or do we say like maybe let's get him knocked out early so he can get back to Washington? Well, maybe we don't want him back in Washington either.
I saw a sign yesterday.
Play golf. Tiebreaker tomorrow.
I saw a sign yesterday that said, "Donald, please play golf for the next 4 years.
That doesn't sound terrible.
I don't blame. There's a golf tracker on the website that you can look up, and it's literally called Donald Trump Golf Tracker, something like that. And he has golfed 25% of his time so far in office. Well, 25% he has golfed.
And the golfers, Mike.
By the way, I don't know if DraftKings has this, but I'm going to put my money on Trump to win the thing today. He's got people dropping the ball.
If I'm playing against him, I'm just like hitting it into the woods like, oh, I don't know what got into me today.
Well, you don't want to get retaliated against like all the law firms and everybody else.
Right.
You don't want to get on his bad list. So listen, 103 brothers and sisters, hang tight. You guys are killing it. You're doing well. You're doing it for the right reasons. 150 brothers and sisters that are standing strong and not crossing the picket line. Thank you so much. That is true solidarity. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everyone, to the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. Ken, Ed, no Phil. And hey, I got one, by the way.
You got one?
Yeah, I was thinking about it during the break. You know the Capital One commercial, what's in your wallet?
Right.
Nothing. That's a Ken Adams original.
You can use that, folks.
Not terrible, right?
Yeah, for one commercial break, that's pretty good.
Thank you so much. All right, listen, next caller, we got Mark on the line. Mark, what's up?
Howdy. Well, I do support the unions because I was in a musician's local here back in the 70s.
Nice. Chicago Federation of Musicians?
Yeah, but it went south, and now all of our local musicians make peanuts, but that's not why I'm calling.
Okay.
This business with Trump and the Liberation Day, we saw a plethora of UAW workers there, and he's throwing them a pen and all this business. I would like to know your take on that situation.
All right, Ed.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason for support from domestic unionized auto workers for tariffs in this industry is because just anything to sort of stop the purchase of, you know, Japanese automobiles, German automobiles, Korean automobiles, and to onshore some of these plants. I mean, you see that even, you know, GM facilities in Canada and Mexico are being targeted, and vehicles coming out of those are being targeted. And the answer that's being given by the president is put those factories back in the United States. I mean, it's a big aircraft carrier to turn, but that's what these union members are hoping for, is more factories in the United States, more jobs in the United States.
I think that's what the support is. And Mark, I think, in my humble opinion, I don't disagree with some tariffs. I don't disagree with onshoring, you know, American jobs, American manufacturing, et cetera. I think the administration has it backwards.
Yeah.
I think he should have, and so, by the way, should have Biden, who was trying, and Obama and Bush and Clinton and all of those folks, these free traders, I think they should have been pushing for American manufacturing for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I don't believe that an immediate, you know, like, okay, boom, you got tariffs, is going to cause Ford or GM or Stellantis or any of these companies to go, you know what, I am going to invest $400 trillion in American manufacturing, and they'll be ready next week. I mean, this is a really, you know, lengthy process. So
years, though, correct? I mean,
years.
And on top of that, if this present administration, 3.5 years, is not going to be gone, God, well, I won't say anything. But I mean, so then let's say you
not according to them.
yeah, I'm afraid of that. But if you shift the other way again, then you understand. I mean, what's going to happen?
You know, hey, Mark. You know, my son had this point the other day, and he said exactly what you're saying. He's like, so what's going to happen? Every 4 years, it's going to flip flop, right? We're going to flip flop this, flip flop that, right? To the extent possible. But I do think that, look, I don't think our president's heart's in the right place in any way, shape, or form about anything, right? But thank you. But I do think that America needs to build more things in America. You have to have, of course, you know, some sort of trade policy. You have to, you know, we rely on parts from other countries. Look, you know, Mark, look at phones, right? Like, look, what's going to happen with iPhones? They're going to go, I read something, they're going to go from like $1,100 to like $3,500 or something crazy like that. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy an American phone. Oh, wait, I can't. You know why? Because the last American phone was Motorola, made right here in Illinois, and they ship those jobs offshore as well. So that you're not going to have much of a choice. But, Mark, it's a really good comment. There's no easy answer. I don't know. We'll see what the future brings.
I just wish we had a musicians local here in town. I mean, this is ridiculous. My buddies and I, we go out there and we play for maybe $30-$40 a gig. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Don't you get free beer though?
Thank you very much.
It's like the Blues Brothers. You just can't drink more than you earn.
Yeah. All right, Mark. Thank you so much. Ashley, who's next? Dave, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, really good.
That's great. I'm just calling in to show a little appreciation for Phil Davidson. That guy's a real talent.
He really is, and he's handsome, too.
I'd like to just ask one question. What's it like working with someone that talented?
It's hard. You wake up every morning, and it's like, you know, it's like trying to dunk on a 12-foot rim.
You got to be on your A game when Phil's around, and that's why we're happy that Phil's not here today, so he can kind of slack a little bit.
Yeah, I feel a little worthy today now that I'm not sitting next to that genius.
That's your comment, Dave?
Just want to bring that to everyone's attention.
You're the best. You're the best, Mr. Davidson. All right, who's next? Tom. All right, Tom. We got another Tom. Tom 2, second Tom. Tom squared. Tom, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Great.
Really good.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
I am a 41-year member of excuse me. 41-year member, locomotive engineers.
Nice.
And I listen to you guys every weekend.
And we appreciate that. We're glad to have you.
You're phenomenal.
Oh, I appreciate you saying. You're not still working after 41 years, are you?
No, I started at the age of 19, and I can't do it anymore.
How old are you?
Just 66.
How long have you been retired?
64.
Okay, so only a couple of years, right? What do you think? Let me ask you this: what do you think? Should they staff the trains more? Could we avoid some of these accidents that have been happening?
No, they shouldn't staff the trains more.
Really?
No. No, they shouldn't, and
Hey, listen, I got to tell you something. That was Tom, locomotive engineer. He cursed, not us.
Hey, right? I got to say, I think I might have won some money on DraftKings for the first, aired swear word being from a caller and not one of us. So I want to thank you, Tom, for taking the heat
off. Thank you so much, Tom.
Nobody would have bet against us on that.
That's awesome.
And also, can we get Tom's phone number? Because I want to have him call my fiance and tell her how, phenomenal and wonderful we are.
You have a fiance named, is it to him?
It slipped. It was a slip, Ken. It's not true.
I'm sure. All right. Any more? Yes. What is it? Dan, welcome to the Workers' Mic, Dan. What's going on in your world?
Well, gentlemen, I first want to say you guys do a very important job.
Thank you.
I love the show. I grew up on the southeast side of the city of Chicago when we made steel down there.
Yeah.
My dad was a steel worker in the union. My brother is an electrician.
Nice.
And I had a firefighter. My family's all union, but here's my real point. We have to expose the tariffs what they really are. The tariffs are simply a tax on everyday people.
Yep.
And it's an attempt to use the quote-unquote bring jobs back to America saying, which they never intend to do, in order to gain hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars from everyday workers who are going to pay the price. And then they're going to turn around and they're going to reduce your taxes, quote unquote, for the rich. And so let's not pretend that this man who is delusional has any real thought about everyday Americans. I understand why the UAW sat there with him, and the UAW is probably the one union that will benefit from this immediately, because there is some opportunity to bring some of those jobs back.
I hope so.
But ultimately, I watched as the steel workers lost their jobs on the South Side
right.
when I was a very young guy.
Yep.
And I never forgot it, because I know who did it. It was Ronald Reagan
right.
and all his cronies.
Yeah.
But gentlemen, we also have to say that unfortunately the Democratic Party is paying the price for sort of standing by and not doing enough.
No question about it.
And the real Democrats need to remember that they almost have to apologize, because they have to recognize that they were part of what happened. But you guys are doing phenomenal work, and I appreciate all you do.
Is that your, Dan? Is that your name?
Yeah.
Dan, thank you so much for saying that. I couldn't agree with you more about the Dems. They have sat on the sidelines. They have lost their way. They let free trade happen. You know, it's free trade on steroids. Lost us jobs. And if the Republicans were smart, by the way, they wouldn't just, you know, run in and go tariffs, and
right.
you know, hurt the working class and, you know, tank the market. If the Republicans were smart, Dan, you know what they would do? They would do it, you know, precisely.
Yeah.
They would onshore jobs. They would make, you know, investments in infrastructure. They would become the voice of the working class. They could be in power forever if they
right.
literally just listened to the working class
right,
as opposed to the billionaires, right?
But they don't care about that. They don't care about you and me. They care about a very small class of people who are running the show right now. We have to run them off, no question about it. But the key is we have to keep reminding them. I was in Florida for work the other day. Florida is going to let 14-year-olds work overtime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about that one?
Yeah, I haven't heard. I don't know. Is that right?
Yeah.
They're going to let them
overnight. When they talk about caring about jobs, they care about getting jobs that are not even a living wage. And
yeah.
that's what they care about. And so we need to, the Dems and you guys all have to help us keep the message out there, which is, it's great if we can bring back good jobs. My father could put me through college with the steelworkers pension that he had. That pension, by the way, went by the wayside to the PBGC,
right,
which is not a good protection for our steel, for our union.
You make
people,
a great point, Dan, and that is, you know, you're right. Bring back jobs, but bring back good jobs.
I'm going to say this. I'm not an economist, but I think that tariffs are like brown liquor. Used properly, it can be great, but you have to be thoughtful. It's got to be the right place. It's got to be the right time. And you start with a little, you know, a little bit here. If you go, you know, blasting both barrels right off at the beginning, it's going to go bad. And I think that's what happened here.
Yeah, I think so. My 401k is now a 201k.
Yeah, well, you're lucky to have that.
Dan, thank you so much for calling in. Any more callers, or we got to take a break? We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. All right, everybody. Last segment. Welcome back to the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. Listen, we don't have a lot of time, and there's a ton of stuff that I wanted to get to, but was unfortunately interrupted with Phil Davidson fans.
How about it?
Yeah,
I mean, take it easy. We know he's great. He's handsome. He's got a good, thick, lush head of hair, everything.
I wish I was smart enough to ask my parents to call. Well, so I just want to look. Come to Cafe Bionda, right? Say the address again.
The address is 1924 South State Street.
We'll be there. And it's this coming Friday.
From 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and when you say 1 to 4, that's like kind of when we're recording, but we'll probably be there until...
You know.
Until I can't drink
until
anymore.
They stop serving Ken, which will be about 4:15.
But there's a bunch of stuff that I want to get to, including there's been a change. You know, we talked about the National Labor Relations Board. Big, massive change in court that reversed that decision. So I want to talk about that. We want to talk about the 750,000 of federal workers that got their collective bargaining rights taken away, just like the TSA. And by the way, everybody, if you think it's not coming for you, you're wrong, right? Because let's, you know, start small. Now all of a sudden it's like, but it went from 50,000 TSA workers to almost 1 million federal workers. You know, what's coming next?
Right.
Is it going to be public sector workers? Is it going to be teachers, nurses, et cetera, et cetera? And so we want to talk about that. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We want to talk about the Federal Mediation Conciliation Service, which I can explain, et cetera. But, let's talk about something, you know, I don't know. It's not fun, but it's maybe geared towards the younger generation. You said that there's a strike authorization, Ed?
Oh yeah, with Microsoft.
Microsoft.
So the a group of several hundred video game designers working for Microsoft on games like Fallout, Elder Scrolls, Doom, have voted 94% to authorize a strike.
Really?
Yeah. So video game workers they've had enough. They're fed up, and they're not going to take it anymore.
I got to think that, that's one of the most profitable, I don't know what they pay these guys, but whatever it is that they're paying, it's not nearly enough, because I've watched my kid play Fallout for years.
I mean,
And these games are not cheap.
Well, the way it used to work was you bought a video game for $60 and you played it, and it was great, and it would provide hours of whatever entertainment.
Right.
But now it's you pay $60, and then if you want the good things, you have to pay more and pay more. So
it's monetized.
The amount of money coming in on video games is insane.
Do we have time for one more caller? Yeah? Okay. We got one more caller. What's your name? Claire. Claire. What's up, Claire?
Hey guys. I just wanted to call and say I love the show, and thanks for letting everybody call in today.
Oh, super cool.
I just wanted to say I think it's awful what's happening to the public employees right now and losing their contracts. And I wondered if, you could talk a little bit about that.
So, thank you so much for calling. We can talk about that for a really, really long time. I think we're going to really drill down on that on Friday at Cafe Beyonda. But, when somebody, they're going to go to court and it's going to be appealed. But, if I make a contract with somebody, and I'd say, I'm not happy with that contract anymore. Do I have the right to just rip it up, right?
No.
The answer is no, of course not. Is it a little inconvenient for me? No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I think contracts actually save taxpayers money.
For
There's
sure.
a set of rules, people come in on time. There's chaos right now.
Reduces the uncertainty. Right?
But you don't get to just go in and go, I don't know. I think you guys voted against me, right? I'm going to rip up all your contracts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, it's absolutely abhorrent. We're going to really, really drill down on that.
It's a great question.
But thank you so much. It's a really good question. Ed, we only got a couple of seconds. Do we got a listener of the week?
We do have a listener of the week.
We do?
Yeah, I want to throw a shout out to my nephew.
No.
His name is Sean, and he's 13 years old.
He lives out in Bartlett. And he listens to the radio?
Loves the show. He's a big fan.
How does he even discover radio when you're 13?
Sitting in the car, driving to 15 baseball practices every week.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So we love you, Sean. Thanks for listening.
All right. Last one. You ready?
Yeah.
This is a sign.
Oh, boy.
I didn't make this one up. But it was a really good one. Said they're eating our checks, talking about Social Security and stock market crash, whatever, and our balances. Checks and balances. Get it?
I mean, I thought it was going to be something funny.
Oh, my bad.
Wow. End the show on a high note, Ken.
You want to go back to what's in your wallet? Nothing.
That's a good one.
Thank you so much. All right, listen, we got to go.
We'll see you next week at Cafe Beyonda.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, Cafe Beyonda. We got one more minute? All right, one more minute, Ed.
Well, I don't know what to do. We were in such a rush to quit. But but seriously, if anybody, the weather's starting to get nice. The beer tastes a little bit better when the weather is nice. So come on out to Cafe Beyonda next week. We'd love to see you. Kevin McDonough and Ashley are going to be buying beers.
And you know what? Actually, I'll tell you this. We should have mentioned this. We will have giveaways.
Yeah.
We'll have
Sox tickets,
which
if you spill on yourself and you need something to wipe up, you got some Sox tickets.
Because I think you could walk in there for free right now.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and we'll have Blackhawks tickets, we'll have gift cards, we'll have some swag. It'll be really, really fun. And because of Ashley's faux pas deciding that she was going to win the tournament before she actually won the tournament,
right.
Ashley's going to be buying some beers for everybody.
That's right.
Right? Also, there's the old win a dream date with Ashley.
Yeah, which we'll pay for. Me and Ken will pay for it out of our pockets, as long as it's less than $40.
Are we good? We're good to go? All right, here we go.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much, everybody. We will see you Friday at Cafe Beyonda right here on The Workers' Mic, 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of The Workers' Mic was powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megant Financial, Premise Health, and Voya Financial. For additional information and podcasts of The Workers' Mic, visit WGNradio.com.